Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This afternoon, the Senate is expected to vote on whether to repeal changes to the net neutrality rules adopted for the Internet by the Federal Communications Commission. Those changes last year dumped Obama-era protections that required Internet service providers to provide the same speed for traffic from all websites and apps. For a preview of today's vote, we're joined now by Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, one of the leaders of this push to overturn the FCC decision. Good morning, Senator. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So this is called an insurgent vote today. Explain the attempt.
Well, today is the day of reckoning on net neutrality. We will be taking the most important vote on the Internet in the history of the United States Senate. And the vote will be on my Congressional Review Act to overturn the Trump administration's decision to repeal net neutrality rules that were put in place in 2015 during the Obama administration. We're going to have that showdown on the Senate floor this afternoon.
The Trump administration says as long as Internet providers are transparent about the changes that they make in their service under the repeal of net neutrality, it's okay from its point of view. From your point of view, what's wrong with that?
Well, the small companies are the ones that actually create the jobs. Last year, half of all venture capital in the United States went to software and internet startups. And those companies are the ones who have to be given the protection against their access to the internet being slowed down. They need to know for certain that they can innovate first, that they can raise the money that they need to in order to start up their company. Because if you repeal net neutrality, it absolutely turns it on its head, and they innovate second after they pay the money to the Internet service providers for access to the fast lanes, and that's not how innovation works in Massachusetts or across the country.
So handicap this. What are the chances this vote on your plan passes today?
Well, my resolution now has bipartisan support from 50 senators, all the Democrats, 49 of them, plus Senator Susan Collins from Maine. And we know that there are a number of Republican senators who have shown an openness to potentially voting yes. So I'm optimistic today, but we're still working very hard in order to get as many votes as we can. But I do think that we have a very good chance to win today.
But what about the longer-term prospects? Even if it passes today, doesn't it face an uphill fight in the Republican-led House and then with President Trump? I mean, there's almost a 100% chance that at least eventually this is not going to go through, isn't it?
No, I don't agree with that. If we win on the Senate floor this afternoon, our focus then turns immediately to the House of Representatives. There are already 160 members of the House who have signed on to the resolution to repeal what the Trump administration has done. And a victory in the Senate will create the momentum towards that goal. And then it heads to President Trump's desk. And we don't know what will happen there because I think that the president's base of support relies heavily on a free and open internet to communicate and to make their opinions known. Ultimately, I just think at that point it becomes a wild card.
Let me ask you one last question. What have you heard about the issue from members of the tech and the innovation community in Massachusetts?
Our tech and innovation community is overwhelmingly in favor of net neutrality. In Massachusetts, tech underpins 34% of all jobs. And 70% of tech leaders in Massachusetts plan to increase their workforce in the next year.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, thanks very much for speaking about today's Senate vote with WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.